joining the Red River Farm Network are Katie and Samantha with NDSU's Saddle and Sirloin Club. And first, gals, Katie, Samantha, if I could just have you introduce yourselves and tell me a little bit about your background, where you're from, and what you're studying at NDSU, that would be great.
Yeah, so my name is Katie Holm. I'm the 95th Little International Manager. I grew up on a commercial cattle operation out in Forbes, North Dakota, and I'm a senior here at NDSU, double majoring in animal science and agriculture communication.
I'm Samantha Pernsteiner. I grew up on a farm near Ellendale, North Dakota, where we have crops and we have a cow-calf operation. I am currently a senior at NDSU, majoring in agricultural economics with a minor in animal science, and I am your 95th little I queen.
And so let's dive right into the conversation. NDSU Saddle and Sirloin Club is hosting their annual Little International Livestock Show. And for the people who maybe aren't as familiar with the organization or with the show itself and all the events that happen that weekend on the NDSU campus, tell me more.
So Saddle and Sirloin started when Jay Shepard took his team to the livestock judging competition in Chicago. And they came back to NDSU realizing that the campus would really benefit from a club that promoted agriculture and specifically animal husbandry. So therefore, Saddle and Sirloin was founded, and a couple years later, they started doing the Little International event, and we've been kicking it ever since for 95 years. And so this year, our team is pursuing our passion, which holds true to our hearts, our members' hearts, and our club mission. And we're really excited, especially in this last year, to put on this event and have it be the 95th year in the year 2021.
Well, and I know a big part of what you do is, of course, honoring your Agriculturist of the Year, which will be done Friday night at a banquet in a very special setting. And so tell me more about, you know, the history, the concept behind Agriculturist of the Year and who's this year's nominee, or I guess award winner is.
So every year, the club gets to vote on who we want to choose as their Agriculturalist of the Year. And this year, we selected Julie Ellingson. And how that gets selected is we choose somebody that has had a significant impact in agriculture in North Dakota or in the surrounding states, and they have impact towards NDSU. And so Julie Ellingson was selected, and she truly is what our theme is about, pursuing our passion. She's been pursuing her passion for agriculture for as long as she's been alive, really. And our banquet this year is at a new location, and like you said, it's Friday, February 12th, and it's at the Same Street Event Center. And the whole banquet is the Hall of Fame banquet, where we are just honoring Julie, and we get to hear a guest speaker a little bit about her past and how she's gotten to where she is, and we're super excited to do that.
Well, and too, I think all along, both of you gals knew that the show would go on. You just weren't exactly sure how it would all play out. And now you, since you started planning this event last fall, you know, you've had multiple different COVID-19 plans in place. And so bring us up to speed on how everything is able to happen right now during this kind of crazy time.
That's one thing that I wish I would have counted, the number of plans we came up with, because I think the number would be quite astonishing. But right now, our level for our county, Cass County, is yellow, and on Friday, it'll be turned to green. So we can have an audience of 750 members. It'll become first come, first serve at the door. They will need to wear their masks and maintain social distancing, so we will all be mapped out in our bleachers and as well as the entryway. We will be having concessions, but they will all be prepackaged items. And the concession workers will be taking a questionnaire and temperature checks to make sure that they are all safe for our audience as well. And then as long as we maintain our social distancing and our masks, we should be able to have our event and keep our audience as well as our members safe.
Well, and two, that's a very important piece of the plan. Of course, Katie and I know you've probably spent many late nights coming up with that. But Samantha, the question I have for you is for those who have maybe never been to a little international or a show day or show night, tell me more about what they could expect and you know, kind of the philosophy behind the students that get to go work so hard on with these animals that they've been working with, you know, for this spring semester.
Yeah, so we do a little bit more than just the show itself. We have ham curing, where students, if they don't want to show an animal, they can cure a ham, and then that gets auctioned off at the night show. And then there's a speech competition where members can they perform an oral speech on the theme, which is pursuing our passion, and then there'll be a silent auction along with a raffle, and then the show itself. And so we'd have four species. Members could choose between beef heifers, dairy heifers, pigs, or sheep, and they've been working their butts off, working with them the last month and 2 weeks, trying to get them ready for the show. And it's really exciting when you walk into Shepherd and you see everybody in the stands there to cheer on Julie as well as all the members and their hard work. It's really exciting to see, and I can't wait to see it this year.
You know, Megan, that's something that we really pride ourselves on, being different as a club aspect as NGSU is. It's giving these students an opportunity to train animals and learn about agriculture and be involved in something that's way outside their comfort zone. Our novice group this year is overwhelming. Our numbers are well above what it's been in the past. 70% of our contestants are freshmen and sophomores, so it's really cool to see younger members and people that don't necessarily have experience growing up with the animal agriculture be involved in something that's so neat and that's been going for 95 years. I mean, the history behind this event is just truly remarkable.
Yes, certainly. Well, and I know every year when I get to do this interview with, you know, the number of students and queens and managers, you name it, that help put this organization together and get the show up and running, I like to ask them all, you know, why they chose to get involved and what they've learned over the years by being involved.
Yeah, so we're excited for all those alumni to come back. And I guess the reason why I'm involved in SNS and Little International is my siblings started out here. My brother was the vice president, and my older sister was the manager for 1 year. And so that's why I kind of got involved, and I truly just fell in love with the organization and what we stand for and our mission. And I think NDSU really benefits from having a club like us here at their campus.
We really are a tight-knit family. It's you walk into Shepherd on our Wednesday night meetings, and we're just one big family, and I think that's something that we really benefit from coming to a big campus like NDSU, and we still have our friend group, and it's a pretty big friend group, and it's not just A kids, it's everyone. You don't have to be just an A kid to be a part of Saddle and Sirloin, and I think that's the awesome part about it.
Well, ladies, Samantha, Katie, as we wrap up the conversation here, any final comments?
I just want to thank you for reaching out to us and broadcasting our event and getting the word out. And for all you listeners that are listening to our broadcast today, I hope that you take a sincere thought in coming to the 95th Little International. Little Eyes is a hard thing to explain. It truly is an experience that you need to go and be involved in and see that our members are just truly taking part in something that's remarkable and the history that follows it.